This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A change is coming to WBUR's nationally syndicated program, On Point. On Point host Tom Ashbrook was placed on leave yesterday. A guest host will fill in for the near future. Boston University, the owner of WBUR, is hiring an outside organization to examine unspecified allegations against Ashbrook. Joining us to explain what we know about this development is WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Hi, Sharon.
Bring us up to speed on how this unfolded.
So, Sharon, we were told yesterday that the station and the university learned of the allegations against Tom Ashbrook on Thursday. Tom hosted his show on Friday. He was notified sometime yesterday that he was not to report to work on Monday. And then just around 5 o'clock, we got a statement from BU and the university that says, Tom will be on leave from his duties at WBUR while an outside organization hired by Boston University examines these allegations. We will decide a course of action after getting the results of the investigation. Now, Sharon, late last night, a university administrator added that it is not uncommon for us to bring in an outside investigator to address an HR, human resources, issue, and we felt it was appropriate to do so in this case.
Well, Martha, what do we know about the allegations, and do we have a sense of what would be serious enough to put a show host on leave?
In short, no. In a meeting with employees yesterday and in an interview afterwards, WBUR General Manager Charlie Kravitz declined comment on the nature of the allegations.
But our primary concern is a positive work environment for everybody who works here and respect for all those people who listen here in Boston and across the country.
So, Sharon, that's where I focused last night in making calls, on the work environment. I heard, as I have over the years, some complaints about Tom as a difficult, exacting, sometimes intimidating boss. I also heard from people who said he's a top-notch journalist. In the complaints that I heard last night, Sharon, and have over the years, nothing specific about a threat to workplace safety. But on that topic, you may recall getting this email from Charlie back in early November.
It was right.
Subject line NPR Mike Oreskes. And in that email, he writes about assuring a positive work environment and asking anyone with concerns to get in touch with him. Now, that context was the firing of Oreskes over complaints of sexual misconduct. We have no idea that that's the issue here with Tom, but it seems that email may have prompted people to come forward with allegations. We don't know that these allegations are all current or former employees, whether they're all workplace related. And we also don't know how many. We know more than one. That's all.
Martha, what is Tom Ashbrook saying?
In a text yesterday, Sharon, he said, quote, I am stunned at the situation. I can't really comment because I have no information about what the station has received. There's a process and I respect that process. That's the end of his comment.
What's the timing here with this late Friday announcement?
Well, right. So somebody would say if you're trying to bury news, you release it at the end of a day on a Friday, right? But as far as we know, this was all driven by the timing of these allegations made to the station and the university. As far as the timing of the investigation, we don't know when it will get started. We don't know exactly what it will involve. We don't know what it will cost. All we know is that Tom will be on leave for the duration, and we know we have a guest host on Monday. It's reporter Anthony Brooks.
Martha, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger.